Now, ladies and gentlemen, our next presenter is a senior pastor of On Fire Ministries in Spokane, Washington. Decorated Army combat veteran, host of the Patriot Radio Show, retired 12-year Washington State legislator and constitutional attorney. Ladies and gentlemen, say hey to Matt Shea!
How's everybody doing tonight? How are you, Patriots? I don't think downtown Spokane liberals can hear you right now. Let's hear it again. How many of you are out there that love this country? It is great to be here tonight with all of you gun-toting, Bible-thumping, pro-life, ultra-mega, freedom-loving Americans. Now, I want to talk tonight about something that is near and dear to my heart. He who has the most hope has the most influence. I believe our best days in America are ahead. Amen? Right now, we are facing great trial. There's no question about it. But the hardest things, when you get through them, always bring about the best victories. And right now, we may see apostasy in America, but we're also seeing a great awakening. Come on, somebody. We talk about preparedness. We talk about it in the church. And oftentimes, we're being prepared for what the other side is going to do. We need to change that mindset. We need to be prepared for what God is about to do right here in America. Three things you can do. Number one, pray, but move to action locally. We need ballot box watchers. You need to be part of those teams joining us to do that. The second thing is we need to organize locally and not be afraid to expose the evil in our midst, whether it's a library in North Idaho or whether it's elections in Spokane, Washington. And then we can't just stop there at exposing it. We need to expel it from our midst. Amen? The third thing, don't hold back. Be willing to lay everything on the line. General Flynn laid everything on the line for his country. And I was proud to be joined in the number of people that are called domestic terrorists, because I'm going to tell you why. If loving America, serving in the United States military, and being a pastor who loves Jesus Christ is domestic terrorism, they should be terrified, because God is going to change this country. Now, I want to share a couple things. When I served in Bosnia in 2000, I was walking up to a mass grave, one of the most horrible sights I've ever seen in my entire life. And what I saw were skeletons with some of the hands still bound, blindfold still around the skulls. And what they had done is they made them kneel at the side of this mass grave, and they would shoot them in the back of the head, and they would fall on their own bullet. And the lady there was telling me they were matching the bullet to the body and then the gun, and matching it to the person assigned that gun and prosecuting them for war crimes. And right then, Jesus Christ hit me right between the eyes, that if there was that kind of evil in the world, there had to be the opposite in good. And it set me on a path where about a year and a half later, I finally gave my life to Jesus Christ. But there was a lesson I learned out of that. When people are indifferent to politics, that's what happens. When the church is too afraid to talk about the truth of Jesus Christ in politics, that's what happens. And we need to understand this maxim. There is no safety for honest men except by believing all possible evil of evil men. Evil is only stopped by those who are good. That is the way it has always been. That is the way it has always will be. And here's the thing. We're on the right side. We need to be pushing back the darkness. Now, here in our own area, how many of you knew that the Socialist Rifle Association, a communist militia, has set up shop in downtown Spokane? How many of you knew that the North American Islamic Trust, an unindicted co-conspirator in the largest terror financing trial ever successfully prosecuted in U.S. history, owns the mosque in Spokane Valley, Washington? How many of you knew that for Secretary of State in Washington, the choice is now a Marxist and a Democrat? But I repeat myself. Write in. By the way, write in Brad Clippard, okay? He's an awesome guy. Amen. Write him in. Right now, we need to understand that we have been chosen as the generation that will honor the sacrifice of all those who have come before us. Freedom is ever only really truly kept and paid for in blood. And I lived this when I was in Iraq. We lost one soldier over there, Sergeant Jeff Shaver, and he paid the price in blood. And if he was standing on this platform today, he would say, "Honor my sacrifice by keeping America free." And we honor that sacrifice by shining light in the darkness and then taking the step to not be afraid, but get it out of our midst. If we have school board members who are showing pornography to our kids, get them out of office. If we have state representatives who are too cowardly to stand up against the things that are coming against us from Governor Insanely in Washington State, vote them out of office. And many of you have been waiting, what can I do? Join one of our teams. Go over to the Turning Point table, join one of our teams. We had 5,000 people in downtown Spokane here a few weeks ago, and a year before that, 5,000 people right in the middle of all the COVID stuff, together in unity. They want to think that we're alone. We're not alone. They want us to think that, but we're not alone. So join our teams. Listen to 106.5 FM, Church and State, Patriot Radio. Get informed, but act. Don't just know a bunch of stuff. Get involved. Because we're coming to an election where we need to realize how powerful we really are. Christians are the largest voting bloc in America. Christians are the largest voting bloc in America that isn't registered to vote. Christians are the largest voting bloc in America that is registered to vote, but that doesn't vote. If you combine that voting bloc with the 13% voting bloc of veterans, patriots, and Christians, we'll restore our republic, and it will happen this year. And understand this too, guys. If we weren't in the majority, they wouldn't have to do all this propaganda and cheating, okay? Understand that right now? They wouldn't have to do any of that. So that brings me to my last point. Don't hold back. Don't save anything for the return journey. Lay it all on the line. This country is worth it. Our church didn't close during COVID. No church should have closed during COVID. No business should have closed during COVID. No school should have closed during COVID. When we stand up like this, courage is contagious. It is so important to understand Alexander Solzhenitsyn's point. You got to imagine this. This guy is going to the gulag. He's on the train to the gulag. They're talking about what should we have done? When should we have resisted? And here's what he came up with. When they come to take your neighbor's passport or your neighbor's cell phone or raid your neighbor's underwear drawer, that's the time to stand up. Amen? But we have to be willing to risk our jobs and our reputations to do this. We have to. So my question for all of you tonight is, what are you willing to sacrifice to see America stay free? What are you willing to sacrifice to see America stay free? I want you to think about this. What are you willing to sacrifice to see America stay free? Everything should be the answer. Can everybody shout right now, everything? And last but not least, will you stop watching legacy media? They can't even get the weather right. For goodness sakes. Stop watching legacy media. Watch Liftable TV. Watch Frank's speech. Then fall asleep reading the Epoch Times on your MyPillow. Amen. Now, some of you, and I'm going to end here, think you're too old. You think you're too old. I'm going to tell you a story about an old guy by the name of Samuel Whitmore. 70 years old. This man ran for committee man in Cambridge, and he won. So if you think you're too old to run for office, you are wrong. Run for office. And if you don't believe me, a general said so. Samuel Whitmore wins, but on April 19th, 1776, Samuel Whitmore is now 78 years old, and he's a farmer. And the Redcoats were retreating right past his farm. And Samuel Whitmore grabbed his rifle, two pistols, and a sword, and said, "Not through my property." And Samuel Whitmore went out there. He shot one redcoat with the rifle, put that down, shot two more with the pistols, and he's drawing his sword, 78 years old. Draws his sword out, the British shoot him in the face, club him, and then bayonet him six times. And Samuel Whitmore lived to 96 years old. That's an American! We're Americans. We don't ever give up. We never turn from a fight. We never turn from a fight. We never back down. And as Americans, we will, hear me right now and receive this, we will be the greatest generation. God has chosen us for this time right now in Jesus' name. So if you're part of that greatest generation, I want you right now to stand with me, stand with Reawaken America and everyone else, and I want you to yell on the count of three as loud as you possibly can for the liberals in downtown Spokane, for our posterity, for everybody in this region. I want you to yell freedom. One. Come on, somebody, pay attention. Two, almost there. Somebody yelled too early. Don't yell too early. Three, freedom! God bless you guys and keep up the fight.
Wow, that's Matt Shea in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Shea.